Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa is here. Catherine is back. She's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? We got her right out of high school. President of Self Brand, one of the top gurus in marketing in the world. She's the author of so many books, including You Are a Brand and Women Who Brand, Breakthrough Branding. You're starting to see the trend here. She's our good friend, Catherine. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. So you brought with you some of the trends, some of the marketing trends that we're going to be seeing more and more in the new year. And I'm glad that on the top of your list is voice. This is something, you know, you and I, well, at least I'm a lot older than you. I remember when marketing was pretty simple. Then we got the internet and that complicated things. Then we got social media and that added new degree of difficulty. And now we have, and then all the different variations on social media and the internet and local search and all that.
Right.
But now we've got something that's taking people's breath away. It's going to take their breath away. And that's voice. They're not. Most people aren't ready for voice search.
Yeah, audio is really taking off, you know. And you know, we're all familiar with, you know, search, regular search, and SEO, optimizing our websites for keywords, advertising on, you know, Google words and the like. But voice recognition is really taking off, and as people are using digital assistants like Alexa, you know, are you using Alexa? You know, Alexa, find me.
Right. I don't use Alexa. I won't be using Alexa.
Okay. Why not?
Well, because I just don't want them. In my opinion, now I've used the voice search on my phone because if I needed to, but somebody gave me an Alexa and I won't use it because remember this. See, I'm and I wrote a book about this. I'm not going to be hypocritical about this. If Alexa is able to answer you, that means they're listening to you.
Right, right.
And I'm going to be guarding my privacy more than that. I'm not going to turn that on. I'm not going to invite them into my life.
Right,
And so I'm going to, if you on your phone, you push a button and you talk to whoever,
right.
but they're not, it's not listening to you all the time. Alexa, if it's on and it's connected to the internet, then there's an algorithm or a person listening to you because you're saying, what's the temperature, Alexa? And she says immediately, Alexa says 39 degrees. Well, you know what? That's pretty darn fast. Somebody was listening.
Right, right, right.
Does that make me a Luddite? Does that make me a Luddite, Catherine?
No, a little bit, because the whole world is turning, and I think this whole privacy issue is in the newspaper every day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of concerns about privacy that are going to have to be addressed.
I use technology I've been a technology user for longer than most people who are in the marketplace or in the workplace right now. So I'm not a Luddite, but I do think we all have to take a stand against certain things, Catherine. But
right.
but small business owners still need to be ready for voice. I'm not saying you can't. You still have to be prepared because everyone isn't like me.
Right, and the, you know, millennials, younger people, very big on
they have no concept of privacy. That doesn't even enter into their world.
Right, exactly. And so you want to start optimizing. And one of the easy things you can do is make sure that your URL, you know, HTTP, that's at the beginning, that has the S on the end. A lot of websites
security
are HTTP. You want to make sure it has the S because 70% of audio and voice search is on, you know, HTTPS sites. So
right, that's the secure site. In fact, Google will will ding you if you don't have the S on the end.
Right. Okay. Right. So that is an important change to make. Also, you want to think in terms of, you know, a big thing people are doing on all, you know, with Alexa and Siri and all these digital assistants is asking questions to find something. Mm-hmm. So have a frequently asked questions page on your website so that you have, you know, fodder for voice search. Mm-hmm. And so phrase the questions like you would ask them. So it's very kind of conversational, you know, to get people responding and getting your website to come up quick. There's a lot of technology changes that are going on that are enabling voice. You know, Domino's Pizza is utilizing voice. They've got, you can now order a pizza, you know, just with your voice.
Right.
So that is a trend that you need to figure out how your company can utilize voice.
What is, and it's very similar to when you had to make the decision to go to have a mobile site, to have a small screen capable site and a website. I mean you had to do that, either make your entire site mobile, regardless of where they look at a big screen or a small screen, or have a separate mobile site like I do. I think that the issue, though, for a lot of people, Catherine, I think especially people who are worried about privacy, is it's not whether you use voice. I mean, I use voice, but I use voice when I turn it on. I don't have it always on, and I think that's the problem I have with Alexa. But that doesn't mean that you still have to, even though I'm more likely to do shopping, for example, on my laptop than I am my phone, I still have a mobile phone because a mobile website because I want people to be able to use our stuff on their mobile platforms.
And that was a trend of last year, the whole move to mobile. And a lot of people are doing everything on their phone. Just, you know, walk around and everybody's carrying their phone. They're checking out things on it, or they're using it. And it's amazing what you can do. You know, it's like a mini computer, you know, so you can do everything on it. So, you know, and if you haven't changed your site to mobile, you need to make sure you do that because it's too complicated. And if you do a site that's done for mobile, it's simplified.
Right.
It's very easy to navigate.
And they're going to be pushing a button and saying into their phone, pepperoni pizza in East Peoria. And if you're in the pizza business in East Peoria, you better be ready for that.
Right. I want to make sure that you come up.
And remember, a million people today around the world are going to get a smartphone and connect to the internet for the first time in their lives. They've never owned a computer or a microwave, and yet they'll be able to reach you if you're ready for mobile and voice. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Catherine Computer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.